Welcome to this December 18th, 2025 North Logan City Council meeting. We will welcome the entire City Council and anticipate that Joni will join us shortly. Let's see, we'll have an opening ceremony with Buzzy, who will lead us in the pledge, after which Emily will give a prayer.
Will the audience please rise and repeat after me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to gather here and grateful for the rain that we have received. We ask you to bless us with additional moisture, and we ask you to bless us as we consider the issues before us, that we will make the choices best for our city. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I would entertain a motion to adopt tonight's agenda.
So moved.
Buzzy, second by Emily.
Okay.
Welcome to Joni, who I think is hitting the restroom before she comes in. All right. We'll start the action. Welcome, Joni. We will start with our action items. The first is consider an ordinance adopting a temporary land use regulation pursuant to Utah Code 10-20-504, establishing a development moratorium with a defined area within a defined area of North Logan City due to undocumented. Yeah.
We voted on.
Oh, yeah, we did vote on the agenda.
Oh, sorry. Doesn't it go without saying, Mark? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. So we'll consider adopting a temporary land use regulation pursuant to Utah Code 10-20-504, establishing a development moratorium within a defined area of North Logan City due to documented water storage and conveyance infrastructure deficiencies. Stephen, do you want to speak to this? Alan, do you want to give background first? Stephen, do you mind?
So I am Stephen Wood from Sunrise Engineering, part of your new city engineering team supporting North Logan. In regards to this area, and I believe Alan will be pulling up the PDF that has the map, there's been some concern of the potential development in this undeveloped region on the east bench, kind of mid-city area. Without going too much into detail, I believe this memorandum has been provided to the City Council for your review. Essentially, this area has deficient networking with pipes as well as specific storage for this area. And so this area does not have the infrastructure to provide for fire flow protection, nor the storage required for any type of significant development. And so it would be my recommendation, as the engineer overseeing your water system, that this area be placed in a restricted development stage, so that the infrastructure can be planned and installed to properly support this without negatively impacting the rest of the city. Is there any questions?
Yeah, questions for Stephen?
Remind me how long the moratorium lasts.
I believe this one is for 180 days. Alan?
It can go up to 180 days.
Okay.
Up to.
And then Stephen, right? Oh, sorry, Emily.
No.
Oh, you sure? You said that we would actually not be able to provide adequate fire protection here, right? So we wouldn't be able to do the hydrants or anything like that.
No. Okay. The fire protection right now, North Logan is currently deficit within the storage required, thus the significant demand for the current project underway, the new water tank. Presently, we're about 300,000 short, and if any development does continue, it'll continue to push that. What that fire storage lack thereof means, a lot of people say, well, if we're deficient, why aren't we feeling it? And it's felt because your wells run 24/7 for about 4 months in the year.
Yeah.
And you are reliant on every single water source during that 4 months. So if you have any type of hiccup, you are deficient in source. To that point, example, Providence City, they have had a well down to at some point every single year for the past 3 years. And that's not uncommon because you have these wells operating for 24/7 in a hot summer for 4 months inside an enclosed building. They're 200 horsepower motors. They generate a lot of heat. It significantly wears and tears on them. So currently that's the big push for this, is just we have this deficit. Big argument is a lot of people say, why aren't we feeling it? Why aren't we noticing it? You are. It's your electric bills. It's your lack of redundancy. It's the thing that's keeping up your water department head up at night during the summer. And so that's really what it comes down to in terms of storage for delivery. You don't have the adequate pipe size that can deliver proper volume. to this area. And so if you did have the storage, you wouldn't be able to deliver it to any type of significant flow rate or pressure in this area to be able to fight any significant fire.
Thank you.
Stephen, why don't you ever give us any good news?
What was that?
Why don't you ever give us any good news?
How about this, that we are currently under budget for the two projects.
All right.
Thank
I'll
you. That actually
it.
Does help a lot. I do have one question, and this is just because I'm probably really dumb about how water infrastructure works. Why are we not saying no development throughout the whole city if we have such a deficiency?
So,
like, and just this area.
This particular area is of paramount importance because you do have higher zones. You have the Beef Hollow tanks, which are a little bit higher up. And those tanks have a little bit of storage, but maybe for like a smaller six lot situation. That area is also pretty critically in danger, but it's not to the point that I would recommend a moratorium where we have this project on the cusp of completion. But this particular area and some of just the current needs right now for those areas in the land, it'd be wise to do this recommendation. But at the same time, this particular area has no interconnecting pipe work.
Okay.
So this area is very, how do you say it, without saying too simple, far from the pipes. If you, Alan, if you wouldn't mind actually switching down to, I think, the fourth page. Yes. So this is just a snippet of your water system and the model they're in. The pipelines that are highlighted in white are the projected pipelines that are to be completed with this water infrastructure project. Other than that, your closest water line with any significant supply is that dark purple line, which is in line with the mouth of Green Canyon. On the north, the nearest water line is inside the road leading up to the cemetery. And so you are up to a mile, half mile from any significant water line. And plus those two lines are dedicated in terms of they're limited in their fire flow capability because of the PRVs and how they're currently set up and their pressure settings. The pipeline to the north is actually a deactivated line. That PRV is not active just due to basically what we call as hydraulic balancing between the PRVs. And so there's not enough flow demand in that area to make it feasible for that PRV to operate smoothly.
So I didn't catch on the moratorium map, what were the north and south boundaries in?
So right here, you're looking at roughly 2,400 north, and it goes to 2,300 north, the east boundary of the city, and then down to the south boundary of the city and over to 16th east.
Okay.
So
we don't need to go further north because there's already existing infrastructure up there.
Yeah.
Yes, and the other reason you're looking at this area is the 4 million gallon tank that's going in right here really provides the most relief for this area that you see highlighted here. It will provide relief to the remaining city, which is why it's so critical that we kind of push pause on any development. The two key aspects of this reservoir, though, that are going in, that Steven's working on, the project he referenced, is the two just simple aspects is, one, we can't fill the reservoir. So we have a reservoir that's 4 million gallon capacity that can handle a lot of these issues and help get us to where we need to be. We can't fill it until we get the water line going to it. And then number two, we can't distribute it to the city. And so those are the just two main factors of this whole discussion.
So if the moratorium's for 180 days from now, if we still have that problem, what are our choices at that point?
In here, it talks about the potential rezone. So if we still have this dilemma at that point, we do need to look into other items where if we don't have the water necessary for these areas, there's things called inadequate facilities. We do not have adequate facilities for these areas. And the city council will have to look at even potential rezones of the property to a very low density zone that could handle one or two or five or 10 extra homes total throughout this entire area.
You can also extend the moratorium as well, right?
Potentially.
Okay.
That's unclear.
Okay.
That's kind of ambiguous. But again, it's one of those options that Kenny said, and we're very hopeful that we can get this resolved in much less than 180 days would be our hope.
I would hope so too. I'm grateful to know that there are options we can do it.
Yeah.
Because I we can't have the number of homes that would like to be up there.
Correct.
With this water issue. That's just a non-negotiable.
But I'm watching the tank go come along every day. It's making good steady progress. So, you know, and that is the key, right, is that tank completion and then the transmission lines.
Planned completion for the tank right now is the early part of June.
Yeah.
And the completion of the transmission and supply lines are reliant on some land discussions. Whereas your water department head and I have discussed, I wouldn't say replacement lines, because the replacement lines are not to the same benefit as the originally planned lines, but emergency routing if need be, if it comes down to it, that it could be plugged into the system to, it would not be the same benefit, but at least it would be functional. The current plan with the current routing and the transmission and supply lines is to the best benefit for both supplying water to the tank as well as distributing the flow to the more central area. There are some less favorable and extremely reduced benefit and increased cost that we could go, but it's not recommended at this point.
Not when we can get the best benefit. I like that.
Yes.
Do we need to consider changing the zone? Like, how many homes could actually go in there?
So if you actually flip back to that map in which showed the water lines further down,
four.
This is actually a snippet from your 2023 water master plan, in which this is the 2043 projection growth, the 20-year projection. And these white highlighted numbers, these numbers are based on your current zoning and the number of homes that could come into that parcel. So these are vacant parcels, so like that 277 there, 264. I apologize. So that 277, there's a 15, there's an 18, there's a 240, there's a 264. These are number of ERUs or equivalent residential units that could be developed in this area based on your current zoning and the undeveloped acreage available.
Is that, but that isn't with, is that with the water if that white line comes in, or is that?
That's how many homes, if you will, could be developed with the acreage as your zoning, regardless of the infrastructure available to it.
Okay.
Of course, the infrastructure needs to be available to provide service to those homes. And this project is the one, is the central key piece to providing for
homes.
This area.
And we're looking at, you said seven homes? Was that, you said right now with the water the way it is, we could provide access to what, seven homes? Did I misunderstand that?
That number is more or less off the cuff. I'm not going to stand by the seven.
Like,
yeah, let's.
But I could find out exactly.
Or I more meant like, we're looking at our land use is saying that we could get 277, but our water is saying we're like looking at 10.
So,
like,
yes.
That is such a wildly different number.
Yeah, there's a couple of different numbers there. You have to add.
We'll just take just that one little parcel right there is 277. And then I see another one's like, what, 340?
So I went through and added it up.
I can't read.
There's 550 potential equivalent residential units in this moratorium.
Okay.
That are directly benefited by the distribution supply lines in the tank. So that's 550 equivalent residential units that we are.
And I think this is something that maybe, like, in the event that we need to do something that's not just a temporary moratorium, then we're going to have to really, like, discuss what the long-term solution is in the event that we find ourselves in that position.
Let's just hope that that's not what we need to do, but yeah. I'm glad it's on our mind.
Yeah. Okay. So I think with that, I'd entertain a motion on this.
Scott, do we need to adopt the facts, finding, and...
I would recommend that you reference the facts and findings in the ordinance. They're already drafted into the ordinance document. The state code for this moratorium language does indicate that we need to make specific findings that it is in the countervailing public interest that we impose this temporary land use regulation. So with that in mind, just in your motion, mention that the facts, findings, and conditions, well, not conditions, but facts and findings in the ordinance itself are the findings of the council.
Okay.
Do we need to adopt report as well, or not? Attach or reference?
Yeah, the ordinance does have Stephen's memo in there. So those, it also references the 2023 Water Master Plan. So between the Water Master Plan and then this memo here, there's plenty of information to make those findings.
Okay, I'm going to make an attempt at this. We'll see how it goes. I move that we adopt an ordinance which temporarily establishes a development moratorium within the defined area of the North Logan City due to documented water storage and conveyance infrastructure deficiencies as outlined in the ordinance, accepting the facts and findings of the ordinance and the related report.
Okay. Motion by Emily. Second by Buzzy. All right, I'm going to do a roll call vote, right? Okay, we'll do that. Buzzy? Joni? Emily?
Aye.
Kenny?
Aye.
Mark? All right, that motion passes unanimously. I would entertain a motion to adjourn by Buzzy.
So moved.
Second by Emily. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.